You're listening to Bruin Radio on KCIWLP in Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. This is a half-hour broadcast featuring high school news, interviews, music, and ideas, recorded right here at Brookings Harbor High School in beautiful Brookings, Oregon.
Content for this program was provided by the Brookings Harbor High School with student and parent or guardian permission and the approval of school administration. Thank you for listening.
This is Bruin News with Miranda Wolfers. The Brookings Harbor High School Scholarship Night was May 10th. The Brookings Harbor Scholarship Foundation presented over $90,000 to 39 graduating seniors and over $80,000 to past graduates. The Brookings Harbor Education Association donated $1,000 each to Sienna Worthy, Buell Gonzalez, and Patrick Fulton. Various other organizations also presented over $60,000 in scholarships. Thank you, donors, and congratulations, students. We've got a royal announcement for you, listeners. Tylin Pierin will reign over the 78th Azalea Festival Memorial Day weekend. She received the crown at the Azalea Scholarship Pageant Friday at Brookings Church of the Nazarene. Pierin also won the Talent Award for singing I'll Be There from the musical Ordinary Days, performed earlier this year by Brookings Harbor Community Theater. Winning the title of first runner-up was Brooke Rader. Miss Congeniality was presented to Chantel Nelson, who also received the prize for selling the most pageant tickets. Well done, girls! Attention students and family members of the Brookings Harbor School District. We are currently experiencing many cases of gastroenteritis among our students. We are working with the Curry County Health Department to contain and control this highly contagious disease. School custodians are bleaching seats and other germ collection sites to reduce the risk of infection. Please keep your child home if they are suffering from vomiting or diarrhea. Students may return to school 48 hours after diarrhea and vomiting have stopped. This week is the trial block schedule from Brookings Harbor High School. Bus transportation times are unchanged. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are normal days. On Tuesdays, students will attend periods 1, 2, 5, and 6, and on Thursday, they will go to periods 3, 4, and 7, as well as a cohort class at the end of the day. Cohort classes are composed of students from the same grade participating in literacy activities, followed by a study hall period. Make sure to check out schedules posted around the school to ensure where you're going and when.
Hi, this is Assistant Principal Alex Merritt. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about why we are trying out a block schedule at BHHS. I'm very excited about the possibility of a block schedule at BHHS. More than half of high schools in the United States have moved to a schedule like this. Right now, our teachers and students hurry through a 7-period school day that doesn't allow much time for students and their teachers to explore what they're studying. Students need time to read, discuss, reflect, write, and participate in projects to truly develop their skills and knowledge. And with a block schedule, teachers will be able to design lessons that engage students more deeply in learning, giving them the time to truly explore big ideas and concepts.
You need to know the May Students of the Month. What other radio show could you tune into to find out who these awesome achieving students are? They are Jesse Lutke, Macy McCollum, Elizabeth Shively, and Noah James. Congratulations, guys!
Mmm, is that coffee I smell brewing? Hey, all you Bruins out there, don't forget to come on down in the morning to the Bruin Coffee Cave. The Coffee Cave is BHHS's own student-run coffee shop, serving lattes, drip coffee, and tea. Lattes are only $2, and tea and coffee is only $1. Our delicious flavors include vanilla, hazelnut, and caramel. We're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Come by and see our students and get your morning coffee.
There is still time left to purchase your 2016-2017 yearbook. Purchase your yearbook at the office for $50. The yearbook is accepting photos of clubs, sports, and school events. Send your photos to bhhsyearbook@brookings.k12.or.us. The sale ends May 26th.
The 78th annual Brookings Harbor Azalea Festival is coming soon on Memorial Day weekend. Events begin on Friday, May 26th. You'll see our students participating in the parade, which begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th. You'll also see student art featured at the Azalea Art Show, held at the Azalea Middle School from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Did you know that the school board of the Brookings Harbor School District has a mission statement? We'd like to read it for you so that you know their mission. The Brookings Harbor District 17C board members, in partnership with parents, staff, and community, will cultivate a highly effective learning environment where all students can succeed.
The next school board meeting of the Brookings Harbor School District will be held on Wednesday, May 17th, at the Kalmiopsis Elementary School Library at 5 p.m. The public is welcome to attend and observe meetings of our school board. Interested in playing high school basketball? Summer Hoops starts for incoming high school student athletes on Tuesday, May 30th. There will also be workouts and open gyms for anyone interested in developing their skills throughout the spring. Please call Coach Gonzalez at BHHS if you're interested in participating. All right, Bruins, it's time to buckle down. The end of the school year is coming, and attendance is still critical. Make sure you show up every day, prepared to learn, because finals will be here before you know it, and you've got to be ready. Go Bruins! Looking for Bruin gear to support the Bruins? BHHS is now selling sweatshirts, jackets, hats, scarves, and more. Prices range between $20 and $45, and all proceeds go to support the BHHS Booster Club, which supports students' athletics and activities. Come on by the front office if you're interested in purchasing some Bruin gear. The best kind of party for graduating high school seniors this year is a safe and sober party. The Safe and Sober Parent Committee cordially invites Brookings Harbor High School students graduating June 10, 2017, to attend the Safe and Sober Graduation Party held at Wild River Pizza in Brookings, Oregon. The party begins at 10 p.m. Saturday, June 10th, and ends approximately 5 a.m. Sunday, June 11th. Permission slips are due to Tina by May 15, 2017. This graduation party is a special all-night celebration with games, a DJ, a ton of food and beverages, including a Rebel Bar hosted by Dutch Brothers. Every senior will receive a prize just for attending the entire night. Each senior will have chances to win prizes throughout the night. Students must be present to win, and we'll start drawing raffle prizes at 3 a.m. Be there, seniors!
I am here with Michelle Pruden, Youth Transition Program Coordinator and teacher at Brookings Harbor High School. She is here to talk about the Brookings Harbor High School Spring Student Showcase and Sales Event. What is that? Are you selling students? That sounds illegal.
We are not selling students. We are showcasing and selling items that are made by students in our CTE and vocational programs here at Brookings Harbor High School.
What is CTE?
Career Tech Education.
Do you have some examples of things people will see here?
I do. Mr. Wardwall's welding students have created tow hitch covers that are in the shape of the state of Oregon with Brookings identified on there. We have metal flamingos and pelicans. We have items that we have preserved in our class with our Master Food Preserver trainings that we've been doing, along with plants that are of the heirloom variety. We have five different types of tomato plants. Four of them are heirloom, and they are all perfectly capable of doing well here in Brookings, even with some of the fog. We have cotton candy and face painting from our child development students, of those students who work with Little Bruins and the Little Bruin Club. The choir will be singing from 1 to 2. We will also have food tasting samples. I have two students who have been working on cookies, so we've got frozen cookie dough for sale. We will have lots of tasty samples, along with a farmer's market booth. It was a really fun last couple of weeks getting prepped for this event, but really it's been a cumulative project we've been working on the entire year. I have Francisco here to talk to you a little bit about some of the cross-curricular projects that we've been working on with construction, welding, and YTP.
I've been working on welding, teaching the days, and working on my project. So right now I'm making the trap, like for fishing trap. And I've been working a lot of project too. I had a project for portables that I took a picture and talked to my partner, my group. So we took the picture and talked about what happened in that picture.
The sale will be Saturday, May 20th from 9 to 2. The location will be at the high school between the Gibney Center and the cafeteria at the Bridge Garden. We will be having this showcase and sales event, rain or shine. So look for us inside the cafeteria if it's raining, or outside in the garden area. There'll be balloons and signs to help point people in the right direction, plenty of parking, and there'll be lots of teenagers to help carry heavy loads to the car if needed. We will also have art from both of our art teachers, our vocational art teacher, River Kailani, and our art teacher, Cheryl Tuttle, has been working on some banner projects and ceramic items with her art students. There'll be a lot of very cool things.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
See you there.
Once again, that was the Brookings Harbor High School Spring Student Showcase and Sales Event on Saturday, May 20th, 9 to 2, in the high school cafeteria and Bridge Garden. Thank you, Mrs. Pruden, for coming in. And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
You're about to hear Brookings Harbor High School student and friend of the show, Stephanie Burks, perform the song Cups by Anna Kendrick.
Buddy, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Cause this is the part of me that you're never gonna ever take away from me. And this is the part of me that you're never gonna ever take away from me. There are sticks in your stones, there are bombs in your blows, but you're not gonna break my soul. And this is the part of me that you're never gonna ever take away from me. But I'm only human. You build me up and then I fall apart, cause I'm only human. And everybody's got a dark side. Do you love me? Do you love mine? Nobody's a picture perfect, but we're worth it. You know that we're worth it. Do you love me? Even with my dark side, cause I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, and I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is sure, this is our fate, and I'm
You've just heard friend of the show and high school student Stephanie Burks perform Cups by Anna Kendrick. You are listening to Bruin Radio on KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM on the beautiful Wild Rivers Coast.
Are you a student with some musical talent? Maybe it's hidden. Maybe you've been shy to let it out. Maybe you can play an instrument. Maybe you can sing. Maybe you can write songs. We would love to hear your creativity and talent on Bruin Radio. Just contact Mr. Merritt, Mr. Tipman, or Mr. Cooper, and let's get your stuff heard on Bruin Radio.
Hi, this is Zach Featherstone of the Brookings Harbor High School Video Game Design Club. You're about to hear some dialogue from my upcoming video game, Imagination.
We have to move to the Barren City instead of the Sandy Graveyard. We have enough people to defend against the bandits, but they can rally up and attack this encampment. And we can't risk using up all of our supplies, food, and medicine, thinking the desert will pop up more what we need to survive. We're barely holding on as it is without many steel guards within these walls.
If we all decide and agree to move to the Barren City, we are risking our protection of these walls and for bandits to easily wipe us out. We have survived within these walls for this long. I will not endanger my people and lose everything we've all fought for. Besides, the Barren City is crawling with unspeakable paranormal activities, some of the cultists and other inhabitants that dwell there. I will not bring everyone here into the unknown.
But this is the desert. We can't just be rats scouring the sands and just hope for whatever it is we hope for. We have to take action and responsibility for our actions, especially when we run out of the supplies.
What about the Bone Reaper? He has survived this wasteland long enough for his name to become legend, even myth for someone like him. Maybe we can search for him and ask for help, or at least ask him to show us how to survive in the wasteland like he has.
With all due respect, that is the worst idea ever. The Bone Reaper is ruthless, merciless, and worse than the bandits.
If he is so much worse, how come he attacks the bandits as well?
Like I said, he's merciless. He doesn't care about anything but his own survival.
Who says he's not human? Surely he has at least a tiny bit of morality with him.
But sir...
That was McLean Westbrook playing the leader of the Wastelanders and Stephanie Burks playing Abigail, two characters in the game Imagination, currently being developed by Zach Featherstone. A short time passes in the game, and the female character you just heard, Abigail, is now played by Miranda Wolfers. Abigail gets her chance to confront the Bone Reaper, played by Zach Featherstone. Narration is provided by Jeremy Pettinger.
Abigail walks up to the Bone Reaper, but not too close. Just close enough distance to not induce tension and discomfort.
Tell me, why do you do the things that you do? Why do you risk so much and be so different or worse from the rest of the world? What is your goal? What are you—
Lady, calm yourself or I will be too confused to answer your spouting words. Be more authoritative and think before you ask multiple questions.
Abigail flinches as the Bone Reaper speaks. She stops to think and calms herself before speaking again. Abigail approaches the Bone Reaper, but stops at a distance, her fear keeping her just far enough away from the terrible legendary scavenger.
I've always wondered why people like the Wasteland Bandits are the way they are, especially with their quickness to kill and take. I've heard stories about you, Bone Reaper. I feel you, of all people, would understand my questions and be able to answer them.
The Bone Reaper turns his attention back to Abigail.
Fine, I'll tell you, as long as you promise not to spread gossip, or else. Understood?
Abigail nods, smiling. Bone Reaper sees her smile and then growls.
Ugh! Say that you understand!
I understand.
Good. You better listen carefully now.
This was a selection of dialogue practice for the upcoming video game Imagination.
To learn about what happens to Abigail and the Bone Reaper, stay tuned for more information from the BHHS Video Game Design Club and me, Zach Featherstone.
Coming up in just a few seconds is Heartbeat Song by Kelly Clarkson, to be performed by friend of the show, Stephanie Burks.
This is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Been so long, I forgot how to turn it up all night long. Ooh, up all night long. You, where did you come from? You're different kind of fun.
And I'm so used to feeling numb. Now, I got pins and needles on my tongue, anticipating what's to come, like a finger on a loaded gun. I can feel it rising, temperature inside me, haven't felt it for a long time. This is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Been so long, I forgot I'd turn it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. This is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Turn it on, but I know you can take it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. I wasn't even gonna go out, but I never would have had a doubt if I'd known where I'd be now. Your hands on my hips and my kiss on your lips, so I could do this for a long time. This is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Been so long, I forgot I'd turn it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. And this is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Turned it on, but I know you can take it. Up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. And till tonight I only dreamed about you. I can't believe I ever breathed without you. Baby, you make me feel alive and brand new. Bring it one more time. Cause this is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Been so long, I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. And this is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Turned it on, but I know you can take it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. And this is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Been so long, I forgot I'd turn it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long. And this is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Turned it on, but I know you can take it up, 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 up all night long. Ooh, up, up all night long.
That was Kelly Clarkson's Heartbeat Song, performed by our very own Stephanie Burks.
You're listening to KCIW LP in Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.
My name is Gage Westbrook, and the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America reads, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." I believe this means that the right of American citizens to keep and bear arms, to be in possession of weapons, is necessary to maintain a free state not opposed by a tyrannical government. I believe that a well-regulated militia should be defined as a group of free citizens opposing a tyrannical government. I think the right to bear arms means to keep and possess firearms and other weapons without being monitored by the U.S. government. This does not mean that criminals should be allowed to keep and bear arms. Neither should terrorists. I would say this would exclude explosives and undocumented automatic firearms. A federal background check process should be instituted and is already instituted by the U.S. government, but you should not be monitored while possessing a firearm. I would classify bladed weapons as arms, and I would classify bladed and blunt weapons as arms and be protected by the U.S. Constitution under the Second Amendment. Charlton Heston once said, "There are no good guns. There are no bad guns. Any gun in the hands of a bad man is a bad thing. Any gun in the hands of a decent person is no threat to anybody, except bad people." I read this quote because I believe that guns should be accessible to law-abiding citizens, but not criminals and not bad people.
Welcome to KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, coming to you live on 100.7 FM.
This was Bruin Radio, a half-hour show featuring the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School. We proudly play on Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. To let us know what you think of this 100% local show, email contact@kciw.org or visit our website at www.kciw.org and give us your valuable feedback. Thank you for listening. Our Bruin Coffee Cave advertisement made use of a modified version of the sound effect, Brewing Coffee, created by freesound.org user CCJ125. Changes were made to the original sound effect, which was licensed under the Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 Unported Creative Commons license. The video game design segment of our show made use of the composition called Technology Ambiance, created by freesound.org user Burning Mirror, and released under the Creative Commons Public Domain license. The Bruin News segment used the Wiki News Briefs jingle by Stephen Fruitsmock, Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 2.5 Generic license. The Bruin News intro music is from the Prelinger Archives on the website archive.org and is released under the Creative Commons Public Domain license. The full show from which the Bruin News intro music was taken can be found on the archive.org website. This episode features selections from music composed by friend of the show and artist Derek Thomas Dew, also known as Touchless Remover, on SoundCloud.